fight. Let's not go back.
We have inflation like very few people have ever seen before.
Every move.
National abortion ban.
It's a lie.
Is on the sky.
There's no reason to sign a ban.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Greg, if you were a billionaire,
yeah,
would you be shopping every deal like you do now? Somebody who has to live within a budget?
Probably not, no.
You're going to love this story.
No.
I just think it's amusing on many different levels. It is 8:35, by the way. The Bob Rose Show, rolling on. Greg Cassidy here. Coming up at 9:05, we're going to have Sheriff Emory Ganey, Alachua County Sheriff, in to talk to us. We'll ask him how this nearly first year has gone. But back to the story. You're going to love this.
Okay.
So this guy, Leo Kriz, he's rich. He's co-founder of a Brazilian toy and electronics company, TechToy. He filed a suit against the guy that sold his house for him, or whatever, the company mm-hmm. that was representing the buyer, I guess.
Okay.
And he was mad because he asked personally, is Jeff Bezos the buyer of the house?
Oh.
And the representative said, no, he was not the buyer of the home.
Uh-oh.
Now, we're talking about the hangouts of the rich and famous.
Oh, yeah.
This is
Indian
Creek Island. Okay. They call it Billionaire Bunker. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, Tom Brady. I don't know if he still has a house, but had one there. They're very, very, very rich.
Okay.
So here's the interesting thing. Well, there's a lot of interesting issues going on here. So the man was asking for, what was it, $85 million for the mansion.
Nice place.
2.8-acre estate, all right? But it's got everything. This is a 7-bedroom, 14-bathroom abode. Hugs the waterfront on Indian Creek. It's got everything. A wine cellar, library, theater, pool. He bought it in 2014 for $28 million.
Okay.
As you know, real estate has gone up big time in value. So he's going to ask more for it. He asked $85 million. A month later, Jeff Bezos apparently bought the property next door. Now, Bezos is worth approximately $202 billion. 200 stacks of a billion.
Wow.
Which, you know, a billion is... Yeah. Ten hundreds, millions, or whatever. It boggles the mind.
It's a lot, yeah.
So, I guess he found out that Bezos was going to be his next-door neighbor, owned the property. Now, that was a 3-bedroom, 3-bath. Maybe kind of paltry compared to this guy's crib.
Yeah.
So, Bezos paid $68 million for that.
Really?
He probably knows he's got to offer this guy more, but he goes to $79 million. So... The asking price was cut by 7.1%. But this guy, Kriz, he's all rubbed the wrong way. Because I guess if he knew it was Bezos and he had bought the property next door, he probably really wants this place. I better get my asking price or maybe more. I guess the point here is, here's Bezos, worth over $200 billion. I mean, he could live 100 lifetimes and never, ever, ever spend that amount of money. No. Impossible. But he wants a deal. He wants a good deal. It's like everybody else, right?
Sure, they do. That's fine.
And this guy, who's a billionaire,
yes,
co-founder of a big toy company, he wants to get, you know, he wants to make his money on that home, even though he only paid $28 million for it.
Hey.
But, you know, the market is the market. And
exactly.
Here's how it works is, you know, what is your home worth? Whatever a qualified buyer is willing to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it rubbed him the wrong way that he didn't make as much as he could have off.
Oh,
Jeff Bezos, of all people, like got one over on him.
Because the agent apparently lied. And he's not happy now, I guess.
Now look. When Walt Disney was trying to buy up land in Central Florida, if people knew, and some did, but, you know, it was just kind of a rumor. If he was buying up all this property to put an amusement park in and people knew, they already knew what Disneyland was, most people.
Sure.
they're going to get top dollar. So he had to have all these little shell companies running around, buying up these little properties, trying to do it as quietly as he could.
Right.
Otherwise, if the cat was out of the bag,
the price
it would have made
go,
the very, huge. Very expensive, much more expensive proposition than it would have been otherwise. So that's probably one of the things. Bezos, anywhere Bezos goes, if his name's attached, it's like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not going to miss another whatever. Insert the figure.
Wow.
I mean, he's a guy that really wouldn't know unless he looked at a spreadsheet if he lost $150 billion.
Right.
Because he'd still have $50
billion. He'd get by.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was funny.
That is.
And so this guy, he's so mad, he's filing a lawsuit. Now, realtors say it's common for wealthy buyers to shield their identity through the process due to concerns that the seller could inflate the asking price if they knew the name of the person with whom they were dealing. Had Chris known that Bezos was the buyer and that he intended to purchase the property next door, in fact, one he already owns, he would not have agreed to cut the listing price, according to the lawsuit. He alleged in court filing that it was highly material to his negotiations and his decision on the ultimate sales price to know whether Bezos was attempting to anonymously acquire the home in order to assemble it with the adjoining property. So the guy had a feeling that's what was going on. He was right about it. He was lied to by the agent that was representing Bezos, because Bezos probably said, do not let them know. And so this guy that's being sued, Douglas Elliman, declined to comment. An attorney for Chris, Dana Clayton, Miami law firm Ackerman, told the journal, Douglas Elliman failed to fulfill their duties to our client. They knew or should have known who the ultimate beneficial purchaser was and misrepresented that very important fact to our client. Hmm. The complaint alleges that the realtor who handled the sale, Celine Klepak, is the daughter of Benny Klepak, the mayor of Indian Creek. Parker said they have told Chris that he was led to believe that the property was being sought for that family.
Okay.
For that family.
Right.
Anyway, I guess Bezos has the properties, but this guy is mad. I mean, does he have something there? Do you have to tell the seller who's buying their property? I don't think there's a law about that, right? I mean, if you're the seller, you're the one that has to give out all the information about, your property and whatever history you know of it.
But
right?
I could see, and again, it's going to vary, I'm sure, location to location. I'm sure in even if it weren't at this level, sometimes you might have people you would not want to sell your property to. I mean, so do you have the right to know who's going to get it? I don't know.
But he even admits that's not the case.
Right.
It's not like, I don't want to send it to that, lefty wacko Bezos.
Right.
No way, no how.
Yeah.
That would be one thing, I think. But then again, I don't, because now you're...
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say, well, I'm not going to sell it to a black family.
No, you can't.
Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
But
you're right. It is ironic that no matter what you're worth, A, you still want a good deal, and B, you still want as much as you can get.
And if you're in the market for a house that's in this $60 to $80 million range,
there's always so many people that are out there.
Exactly, and you either qualify or you don't.
Yeah, they're not going to go, we need a little more documentation.
We missed it by that much. Is something that multimillionaires rarely say. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Jeff, you're on the air.
This is ridiculous. The realtor knows who it is. Why wouldn't he? I mean, Bezos has $200 billion. What the realtor could do a side deal, like, hey, Bezos, slide me $1 million if I knock off $7 million. I mean, it's probably not supposed to happen, but I mean, come on, get the full amount. It's Bezos. It's ridiculous. The guy should win the suit, hands down.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah, and what doesn't happen to these guys, I'll never forget. I guess it was probably the second house I'd ever bought. Literally, the morning of closing, I've got, you know, the folks calling going, yeah, there's a couple of more documents we need. I'm like, I'm closing in an hour and a half.
Right.
And you still think you need more information? Come on.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was not an $85 million house.
It just goes to show you, you could have billions of dollars in the bank,
yep,
and you still want a deal.
Yes.
But no, the real estate agent representing the seller may have no idea who the buyer is. A lot of those are handled through a realtor, a proxy, and
sure,
says my, you know, the buyer doesn't want,
yeah,
the name of the company and or entity that is making the purchase.
Right.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Interesting, though.
8:45. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And joining us in just a few minutes is going to be Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey, right here on 97.3 The Sky.